Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, and my love for you has not waned one bit. I think of you constantly, and I want to reconcile our relationship. You know, it's the obedience to Christ thing, and I just enjoy being with you. And of course, you know, we made that mutual commitment, but you've heard this all before and continue to ignore it. I did send you an email today, which I'm assuming you won't check for, because you said use the one email address, and you haven't responded in, 7 months. So, if you want to hurt me, you're doing a good job. But I think it's in what was important to me today is I had two dialogues on COVID-19. One was Nirav, the gentleman I'm consulting for, and he tested positive today. And I got this through a Skype message. And so I did respond to him, tried to be encouraging. Because, you know, was it PCR test or whatever it's called, is demonstrably unreliable, something like 80-some percent false positives. It was this some leader in a Central African country tested like some fruit or whatnot and came out positive in order to demonstrate that it's foolishness. The test is irrational. And who is Elon Musk? He said, same nurse, same test, same place, four times in one day. Twice positive, twice negative. So, I mean, it's stupid. It's you know, the whole COVID-19 is power, theft, and eugenics. That's what it is. You know, but don't look at the evidence. No. Don't do that. Trust authority. Don't look at the evidence. But I did try to encourage Nirav because, I did try. Plus, then I went, did a short walk to Publix and back. And while I was there, not Publix, I went to Cook's. So it's only 4 miles, you know, trivial. The thing that was so interesting to me is that at the register, a lady roughly my age and a gentleman who was a bagger who's a little bit older than I am, all the staff there, like most stores, are wearing some kind of mask or whatnot. Because of the fact that I have my own bags, hemp, of course, I have to bag it myself, which, you know, I prefer anyway. But I got into a dialogue with the two of them, and the one guy brought up COVID-19. And I was able to, basically it's a fraud, simply because if you look at the total death count, what's called the all-cause death rate, you know, a normal week is a couple million people around the world dying every week. It's just normal. It happens all the time, every week. When they say we've reached, 2 million, 3 million people from allegedly COVID-19, that's still a tiny fraction. And of course, those numbers are highly inflated, which has been demonstrated. And one of the ways you can demonstrate that is because the all-cause death count is basically the same as last year. There hasn't been this huge uptick. So there's no pandemic. There is simply no pandemic. And the other thing is things like the normal flu. They're actually saying, I think the World Health Organization now says they're no longer going to count it. Reason being, of course, you don't want to have that evidence. Because no one's dying from flu anymore. Because it's all attributed to COVID-19 in order to pad the numbers. People get in car accidents. People die from whatever. People die and they once in their life said COVID-19. They attribute their death to COVID-19. I mean, it's really that ridiculous. But I was able to interact with these people and try to encourage them. The woman said something about, well, maybe there'll be a vaccine soon. And, you know, I made the comment, I mean, there literally hasn't been a vaccine that's demonstrated to be safe and effective. Zip. I mean, starting with the polio vaccine, the whole thing's fraud. And because you need to trust in the medical community, that's the whole point. Don't trust in the Lord. He didn't put together a system to keep you healthy. No. You got to trust in the medical system. It's a concern. And if you speak the way I speak, you'll be silenced. So many people are. You know, of course, I find them. But if you listen to CNN or Fox News or things of that nature, no, you won't find it. Because they cover it up. And I've seen how it's done. You know, it's interesting that yesterday or whatever, in Hong Kong, the people who were standing against the state, who were elected members of their legislature, it was like 19 of them, resigned in unison. Said, this is pointless. You're silencing us. So, you know, Hong Kong is basically, contrary to the agreement that was made, has been absorbed into China. But I think you see things like that happening all over the world. And what do you do? The COVID-19 is simply a way to promote theft, power, and eugenics. And, you know, when people steal money, it's unfortunate. When people try to take power over you, it's a bigger deal. Eugenics is going to impact my family. And it concerns me. Does anybody care? My lady, I love you.